A soil management training event held at the UC Westside Research and Extension Center in Five Points drew nearly 200 farmers, soil consultants, and others. Jeff Mitchell, UC Cooperative Extension Specialist, shares some of the outcomes of this training event.
Three major themes surfaced, and they are, first of all, the ability that we have now shown and demonstrated from a number of years of work out in the Five Points area there, where we've had very good success with no-till production. And the folks who are at the field day in attendance there, they had a chance to see right before their eyes there two crops that we've had very good success, very good production with over the last 3 years. They were sorghum, a small seeded crop, and also garbanzo beans, a larger seeded crop. The last 2 years, we have had zero differences in terms of yield between the standard tillage and the no-till production there. And what I think folks probably noticed from last Tuesday was the fact that not only did we have good stands, good plant populations out in the field for both the beans and the sorghum, but they were growing quite similarly in the no-till and the standard till. So that was one major outcome that I think came out. Another kind of a very consistent, I think, message that was provided through the evidence and the experience that the researchers and the farmers provided was the fact that by a very dedicated emphasis on the biology of the soil and the overall production system, accentuating the cycling that goes on with soil biology in terms of nutrients, the additions of organic matter and carbon to the soil as feeding that biology, that soil food web, and all the different sorts of benefits that could derive from that active soil life in terms of water relations, nutrient cycling. That was another very important point that came out of this. So a very dedicated value in terms of fertility and also plant-soil-water relations that derives from biological emphasis on soil management.
That's Jeff Mitchell, UC Cooperative Extension Specialist. And we'll hear more from Jeff later in the KMJ Ag Report because, after all, Jeff talked about three highlights and got through two of them. That third one coming up in about 30 minutes from now.